Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babun fil Yaqini wa Tawakkuli, the chapter on conviction and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are discussing two things. One is Yaqeen and one is Tawakkul. What is the meaning of Yaqeen and what is the meaning of Tawakkul? Yaqeen actually means that a person has such knowledge wherein there is no doubt. In other words, the knowledge that I've got now, there's absolutely no doubt in this knowledge. Absolutely, there's no shak, there's no element of doubt in this knowledge that I've got. I've got knowledge that there's life after death. Now there's absolutely no doubt that is there life after death, is there no life. A person has no doubt at all. And this is what you call yaqeen, that absolutely no doubt. Other ulama explain that it refers to the perception with the power of iman, and not on the basis of proof and explanation. The person believes on the, just because of iman, he believes in Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what they had to say, finish. There's no need for any proof, there's no need for any logical explanation, come with this explanation and that explanation. Okay, now we're believing because there's some explanation that ties up. No. He believes it purely because of iman. So some ulama give the explanation that this is what yaqeen. The first explanation is that there is knowledge without any doubt. The second is a person is believing on the basis of iman and not on the basis of any type of explanation or any type of proof. Tawakkul is having faith, in other words, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Him and subjecting oneself before Him instead of relying on one's own strength and one's own power. In other words, our reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we use the means, but at the end of the day, our reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't rely on the means, we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is what is tawakkul. So anyway, continuing with the ayat that we had started, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Allah ta'ala is saying, have tawakkul on that being. In other words, place your trust on that being that is ever living, who cannot die. Anybody else you put your trust in, tomorrow he won't, today he's here, tomorrow he may not be here, tomorrow you may be gone. So that being that is ever living, Allah Ta'ala is saying, if you want to put your trust in Him, put your trust in Allah Ta'ala. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي, place your trust in the ever living who cannot die. حَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوت, Allah Ta'ala cannot die. So rather you put your trust in such a being. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and only in Allah Ta'ala should the believers place their trust. In other words, only in Allah Ta'ala must our trust be. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, once you have made a decision, now you place your trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Person is deciding that should I go for a certain journey, should I go for a certain trip, or should I do this, or should I do that? Should I open up this business? Should I not open up the business? Now he's still deciding. He hasn't yet decided. Or should I buy this car, or should I not buy this car? Now he's deciding. Now once that decision is made, in other words, the person may have made mashura with some senior, some elder, somebody who knows. He says, look, I'm taking this decision. I'm deciding. Help me, assist me. Decide for me. I'm making mashura with you. That what do you feel? Should I buy this house? Should I buy this car? Or a youngster is saying, making mashura with his seniors, should I get married to a certain girl? So all these things require mashura, not that the person just rushes into it. Now once the decision is made, after this mashura, this consultation process has gone through, person now decides that he's going to go ahead. Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now that the decision has been made, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't put your trust in your own abilities and your own capabilities, but let your trust be solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah ta'ala says that whoever places his trust in Allah, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for him. When he put his trust in Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for him. In other words, now he doesn't need to go here and go there and go there. Allah himself is sufficient for this person who puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah ta'ala says that the believers are those whose hearts tremble when the name of Allah ta'ala is mentioned, whose faith increases when His words are recited to them, and who place their trust only in their sustainer. Their trust is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are going on in the hadith now, the Quran, Allah Pak has made it such that the Quran Sharif is something that is full of meaning. Now to unlock this meaning, Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the treasures of the hadith are there to explain to us. So just as a overarching level, we have got the ayat of the Quran, but to understand full well explanations and the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we go through the hadith, it will become much more clearer what these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean. So this is the beauty. Person can't say that I only follow Quran, I don't follow hadith. How will he get the full understanding of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore we accept both the Quran Sharif and we accept the beautiful sunnah in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.